This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And today, once again, I'll be taking your listener phone calls. That's right. Here's your chance to get on national radio to ask that question that's always been bothering you about science and technology. Get to the phones and call the following number, 612-564-8135. We'll be mentioning the number throughout the hour. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And when you hear the beep, be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to or the website, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science and technology, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And also check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, including Physics of the Impossible, which talks about time travel, parallel universes, higher dimensions, ray guns, starships, teleportation, all the stuff you see in the movies. Also, Parallel Worlds, talking about higher dimensions and string theory. String theory is what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And if you want to reference the string theory, watch The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory, what does he do for a living? He also works on string theory. And also, The Future of the Mind. I talk about the latest developments as we scientists probe the inner secrets of the living brain. Telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, all the stuff that was once considered garbage and nonsense, we can do in the laboratory by connecting the human brain to a computer chip to the internet. And my latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, where I talk about the future of humanity in outer space as we go back to the moon, as we go on to Mars, as we start to develop one day starships and explore the universe. And so once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And one question I get, by the way, often, one question I get in the email is the question of why were all the computer models wrong in predicting how many people will die of the coronavirus? All sorts of numbers came out. For example, in the United States, we may experience over 2 million to 3 million deaths. And on the other hand, other computer programs said, no, it's going to be down to about 100,000. Why were these computer models so off? Well, to understand that, you have to understand that human behavior cannot be modeled correctly by any known computer. Garbage in, garbage out. Let's do a science experiment mentally. Let's assume for the moment that we do nothing. That's right, absolutely nothing. And let the coronavirus rip. How many people will die? Well, to the best of our knowledge, the fatality rate for coronavirus is about 1%. Which is 10 times higher than the flu fatality rate. But let's say 1% die and everyone gets infected. How many people will die? 3 million people. So that's where that high number comes from. That high number of 2 to 3 million deaths does not come from nowhere. It assumes that we do nothing, absolutely nothing, and let it rip. Now let's assume that everyone obeys safe distancing. Everybody has a mask. Everybody stays at home. What will be the death rate be at that point? Zero. After 2 weeks, the chain of transmission is broken and the virus simply disappears because it has no one else to infect. So there you have it. Anywhere from zero, where we do everything, to nothing, where we have 3 million deaths. So how do you get numbers in between? By modeling human behavior. And that's why the models are off. Because you and I know the human behavior is largely unpredictable. We can make educated guesses, but that's all they are. And the computer models, by the way, have been actually rather relatively accurate. Once you put in reasonable assumptions about human behavior, the computer models get better and better all the time. Okay, well, let's throw the lines open and take a few listener phone calls. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Fani Pandrangi. I'm from San Jose, California. My question is, theoretically and hopefully practically someday, can quantum entanglement be used to stop a pandemic by essentially turning off a virus globally in one shot? Thank you.
Well, I would like to say yes, but unfortunately the answer is no. What is quantum entanglement? Quantum entanglement says that all electrons, all atoms, vibrate. And when you put them together, they vibrate in unison. And then when you separate them, according to the quantum theory, an invisible umbilical cord connects these two vibrating electrons or atoms vibrating in unison. And you can separate them by thousands of miles, even by the distance from the Earth to the Moon. And if you vibrate one, then you know that the other one is also being affected because of this invisible umbilical cord that connects the two. So this means that one day we'll be able to communicate with the Moon. That's right. In China, for example, they've already sent atoms onto outer space on a satellite, connected them with atoms on the Earth, and they showed that it's possible to entangle objects from the Moon, from outer space, and down to the Earth. And in fact, communication may also be possible. This is called quantum teleportation. Not the teleportation you see on Star Trek, where Captain Kirk dissolves and rearranges someplace else. No, information. The information of one electron can, in fact, be sent to outer space, and we've done it. Quantum teleportation does exist. So, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? And that is, we're talking about atoms, individual atoms. To teleport a human being would require technology far beyond anything we can conceive of. We have a hard time just teleporting one electron, let alone an entire human being. So the coronavirus, unfortunately, will have to be attacked the old-fashioned way, with safe distancing, separating by 6 feet, staying at home. These things work because we want to break the chain of infection so that after 2 weeks, if everybody obeys safe distancing, then the virus cannot infect the next generation. And so the virus literally disappears. And so it's old-fashioned. We've done that for centuries, and it does work. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to, again, throw the lines open. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. This is your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that's always been puzzling you about this universe of ours. The number to call is, once again, 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio to ask that question that's always been bothering you. And if you're a science student, here's your chance to ask that science question on national radio. Or if you're a parent and your kids ask you a question that leaves you stumped, here's your chance to get an answer on national radio. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hello, I'm Tyler from Salt Lake City. I'm listening to 1640. I have a question about the speed of light and whether to the observer, if an object traveled at the speed of light, if it would then disappear because the particles would be moving away faster than the speed of light, and therefore we would not be able to see it anymore. So it would cease to exist to the observer. I like the show.
Well, you ask a very profound question. That same question was asked by a 16-year-old boy many years ago by the name of Albert Einstein. It took him 10 years from the age of 16 to the age of 26 to finally answer that question that you just raised. So in other words, if a flashlight moves away from you at the speed of light, then you'd say to yourself, it should be invisible, because light cannot reach you because the flashlight is moving away from you at the speed of light. Or for that matter, if you race along that flashlight and you are neck and neck with the light beam and you look at the light beam, it should be frozen. It should be stationary because you are riding neck and neck with the flashlight. So here are two possibilities. A flashlight that you move alongside with should be frozen if you walk at the if you run at the speed of light. But if the flashlight moves away from you at the speed of light, it should become invisible. Well, Einstein finally figured it out. And that is, the speed of light is the same no matter which way the light beam is pointing. Now that violates common sense. Common sense tells you that if you're racing neck and neck with the light beam, it should be stationary. Or if the light beam moves away from you at the speed of light, it should become invisible. Nope. Einstein showed that the speed of light is the same even if it moves, if the light beam moves toward you or away from you. But how can that be? Because how do you measure the speed of light? We measure the speed of light with clocks and meter sticks. Therefore, said Einstein, and this was a key observation, time slows down the faster you move. And that explains all the paradoxes of how the speed of light can be the same even if the flashlight moves toward you or away from you at the speed of light. Time itself is distorted. Space is distorted. And everything you measure is distorted. Matter, energy are distorted to keep the speed of light the same no matter how fast the flashlight moves. Now it turns out that you get heavier the faster you move, and flatter the faster you move, and slower the faster you move. This means that the energy of motion turned into mass. And the exact equation for turning the energy of motion into mass is precisely E equals mc squared. So in other words, it's just one step. Once you assume that the speed of light is a constant, no matter which way the flashlight moves, then E equals mc squared. And that is the secret of the stars. That's why the sun shines. That's why the stars twinkle. That's why we have atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs. All of that because a 16-year-old boy asked a question, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer is no, because light speeds away from you at the speed of light no matter which way the flashlight is pointing. Now, if that violates your common sense, tough. What does your common sense have to do with the universe? That's what the universe tells us, not common sense. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Ben McConnell, KPND, Hope, Idaho. What about a virus test app for the smartphone with an instant readout? Would that be possible? And a temperature readout from the smartwatch. So if one was running a temperature, they could just look at their watch and they say, oh, my temperature's up a little bit. Maybe I should get tested. Would these two things be possible? The virus test app for the smartphone and the temperature readout. Do those smartwatches have temperature readout? I would think that would be something that would be good to have. Please let me know if this is possible. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, smartphones are getting smarter all the time. For example, smartphones can already detect your pulse rate and show you if you have irregularities in your heartbeat, signaling perhaps a heart attack. Now, heart disease is the second largest killer in the United States. So think about what you could do if your smartphone can tell you if you're having a heart attack. So already you have to put an attachment. With an attachment on your cell phone, you put two fingers on the attachment, and the attachment will then show you your pulse rate. Now, of course, to tell whether or not you're having a heart attack would require artificial intelligence. And so far, we don't have that yet on a cell phone. And the question is, can a cell phone be adapted to take your temperature? And the answer is yes, but it requires an attachment. And so, in other words, we're getting to the point where, in principle, your cell phone can become like a tricorder that can diagnose illnesses as well. Now, we're not there yet. There's a prize being offered for people that can create devices that you see on Star Trek, including landing a payload on the moon by amateurs, and also using a device to make your cell phone into a tricorder. That is a device which can immediately scan your body to tell you if you're being infected, to tell you whether or not you have a fever, and so on and so forth. We're not there yet. But we already have attachments that can calculate your pulse, calculate your temperature, but it requires an attachment. Now, to do a virus test would require a chemical analysis. The smartphone by itself would not do that, because a smartphone can only process data, raw data, which is binary. However, chemicals are required in order to do, for example, a PCR analysis of your DNA and of the genetic profile of the virus. We're not there yet, but one day we will have that capability. Now, today, when you go to the airport, you have your luggage scanned by X-rays. We take it for granted that there's a price you pay for getting on an airplane, because you don't want the airplane to blow up because there's a bomb on board. So we X-ray our luggage. In the future, I think we'll probably have a virus check at the airport. Again, it's a chemical analysis. It cannot be done digitally, but a very rapid saliva test that would take just a few minutes and give you a readout. Now, these things already exist because chemicals can, in fact, be used right on the spot to detect viruses. So your cell phone can't do it, but a virus checker at the airport could be the price we pay for getting on the airplane. And that indeed is coming, I think. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Deanna. I'm calling from Buffalo. Do you believe that human beings can be somehow pulled into a parallel dimension and thrust back, unbeknownst to them, with some kind of recall of things they've seen that were just off a little from the world that they were living in? Thank you very much, and thank you for all you do. Have a great day.
Well, the short answer is no. However, that doesn't prevent physicists from speculating about what it would take to go to a parallel universe or to go to another dimension. But first of all, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about parallel universes and is it possible that one day we can talk to Elvis Presley. Okay, let's take a short commercial break and let's get right back to your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and you can get on national radio.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later. later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus began quietly spreading in the U.S. as early as late January, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, before President Trump blocked air travel from China and a full month before community spread was detected in the country. More than 4 months into the pandemic that has killed over 102,000 Americans, the new data is the first comprehensive federal analysis of when COVID-19 first entered the United States. It was also the first media briefing in more than 2 months. 17 Democratic senators sent a letter to acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf demanding that ICE halt the transfer of detainees in its custody and expand testing to stem the spread of coronavirus among detainees. The lawmakers are asking ICE to suspend the detainee transfers into the ICE system from federal prisons and state local law enforcement agencies. According to ICE, there are currently about 26,000 detainees in custody. There have been 1,327 confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air and ask that question that's always been bugging you about science, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's say you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a science question from school. It's a simple question, but it leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to get to the phone and call 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on the telephone? Why not have your kids get on national radio to ask that question? And so once again, you can be part of Science Fantastic. And again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And see some of the books that I've written about science. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. As humanity goes back to the moon, perhaps around the year 2024, we're going to go back to the moon, and then on to Mars, perhaps around 2030 or so, on to the red planet, and who knows, maybe by the end of the century, to the nearby stars. And so all this is contained in my book, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question about parallel universes. Well, recently on the web, there was a notice that scientists at the South Pole found evidence for a parallel universe. Well, I read the article because, of course, I publish in this area, and I realized that, well, as Carl Sagan once said, remarkable claims require remarkable proof. Now, with the South Pole, they were analyzing neutrinos, ghost-like particles which can go whizzing across the galaxy. Now, for that energy range, they expected the neutrinos to go from outer space down to the South Pole, from up in outer space down to the ground. But they found the neutrino that actually went up from the ice upwards into outer space. In fact, not one, but two signals of neutrinos that went from the Earth, through the Earth, into outer space. And so the press release read, aha, these neutrinos are going backwards, backwards in time. It must be a signal of a parallel universe. Wrong. It turns out there are many other explanations for a neutrino that can go through the planet Earth into outer space, like dark matter or string theory. Many possibilities. However, that hasn't prevented physicists from really speculating about what it would take to enter a parallel universe. Now, there are several kinds of parallel universes. One kind of parallel universe talks about vibrations. We vibrate. These vibrations are cataloged by physicists. That's how we build atomic bombs, and that's how we build nuclear reactors, and that's how we know so much about the atom, by looking at vibrations. Now, it turns out that our universe also vibrates, and if we could somehow enter a parallel universe that's vibrating at a nearby frequency, perhaps we can go to another universe. So, in other words, maybe there's a universe with Elvis Presley still alive. But why can't we talk to Elvis Presley? And the answer is, we no longer vibrate in unison with that universe. Let's say I have a radio in a room, and the radio is fine-tuned to one frequency. You got that? In your room, there are hundreds of frequencies of all the radio stations, but you're tuned to just one. You're no longer in tune with these other universes, and that's why you cannot talk to Elvis Presley. Yes, he may be alive in your room, but you can't communicate with him. Sorry about that. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll continue a discussion of science and technology on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we're taking your listener phone calls today in this hour. Well, just before the break, we had a call about parallel universes. And believe it or not, we physicists actively do research in parallel universes. Many of the papers that I've written, for example, are written to describe a 10-dimensional universe. So this is serious business for a theoretical physicist. However, that doesn't mean you can communicate with the parallel universe. So once again, if I have a radio in a room, the radio was tuned to one frequency, not the other frequencies. You only hear one frequency. In other words, the radio no longer vibrates in unison with these other frequencies. It only vibrates in unison with one frequency. Well, the same thing with our universe. Our universe vibrates at a certain frequency. In fact, we physicists spend our entire lives analyzing these vibrations. And another universe where somebody like Elvis Presley is still alive can coexist with us. However, we no longer vibrate in unison with that universe. That's why your radio cannot pick up, for example, Radio Moscow or Radio Havana, because of the fact that your radio is not in tune with the vibrations coming from Moscow. In the same way, we are no longer vibrating with the universe where Elvis Presley is still alive. Now, does that mean that our loved ones who died in our universe are still alive in another universe? Well, believe it or not, the answer is yes. But here's the catch, and there's always a catch somewhere. You cannot communicate with your deceased loved ones because our universe has decoupled from that other universe. Now, there's a second way to enter a parallel universe, and that is through a wormhole. A wormhole is a gateway through space and time, connecting our universe, perhaps, with other parallel universes. So these wormholes are seriously looked at by physicists. If you don't believe me, simply Google wormholes in the scientific literature, and you'll see hundreds of articles about them. But again, to open a gateway to a parallel universe requires energy, energy on a scale of a black hole. So don't think that some basement amateur inventor is going to create a wormhole machine capable of going to another dimension. That's not going to happen, because the energy required to open the gateway is the energy of a black hole. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Alan.
I'm calling from WCHS in Charleston, West Virginia. I'd like to ask you a question. Like, do you think when the coronavirus was sent over here from China that they knew that they were sending that virus, and that's the easiest way to start a war without picking up a weapon spread by a virus? And that's all I got. What's your theory on that, sir? Bye-bye.
Well, you ask a question that's on the lips of many senior intelligence analysts, and the question is the coronavirus a weaponized virus? Well, first of all, scientists have unraveled all the genes within, all the RNA genes within the virus. We know exactly its makeup, and we find that the closest relative of that virus is found in a horseshoe bat. Now, the media initially said that the horseshoe bat was found in the wet markets, where exotic animals are sold for food and pleasure and what have you, in Wuhan. So people thought, aha, that's where it came from, the wet market in Wuhan, from a horseshoe virus, horseshoe bat. There's a problem with that theory, and the problem is that there were no horseshoe bats in the wet market. In other words, it could not have come from the wet market, because the wet market did not deal with horseshoe bats. In fact, the nearest horseshoe bat is found 900 miles away in Yunnan. So how can horseshoe bat DNA, or RNA, wind up in Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the virus? And that's where the theory of weaponization comes in. Well, let's take yet another short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to talk about the coronavirus. Was it weaponized? Was it an accidental release? Or is it just a byproduct of evolution? Well, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And after the break, we'll talk about whether or not the coronavirus was weaponized by some nefarious outside force.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again on Science Fantastic, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can ask that question on national radio. Well, the question we had before the break was the coronavirus. Was it weaponized? Well, let's take a look at the evidence. The evidence is that the animal with the closest RNA is the horseshoe bat. Initially, people said that the horseshoe bat was sold in the exotic wet markets of Hunan. That's where it came from. But there's a problem with that. And the problem is there are no horseshoe bats at the Hunan wet market. So where did it come from? The closest horseshoe bat comes from Yunnan, which is 900 miles away. Now, the bats apparently had not flown that distance. However, there are horseshoe bats in Hunan. Not in the wet markets, but in the virology laboratory. There are two of them. One is safety level 2, and biosafety level 4, which is the highest. There are horseshoe bats, and they're tested. The viruses there, in fact, there are quite a few viruses which can infect the horseshoe bat. They're studied there. And so then that raises two possibilities. A, it was accidentally released from that laboratory. Or B, maybe it was weaponized. And for that, you have to actually look at the genetic sequence. It turns out there are two sets of genes that are required for infection from the horseshoe bat. One gene governs the behavior of what are called the spike proteins. The spikes on the coronavirus that you see on television, they're called spike proteins, and they're like grappling hooks. They allow the virus to hook on to your cells. Now, the docking site where the spike proteins latch onto your cells, the docking site is governed by another gene, the ACE2 gene, and that gene, the gene of the virus, acts like a can opener. A can opener which first locks onto your cell in your lungs, then rips open the cell wall, allowing it to inject its RNA into your cells to create copies, thousands of copies of the virus, which would then go on to infect more cells, which will eventually kill you. And so then the question is, what about those two sets of genes? The spike protein genes and the ACE2 receptor genes that allow it to infect your cell. It turns out that, yes, we've now cataloged all those variations, and they are quite different from the SARS virus, which is a close neighbor, and they're quite different from other genes that people have looked at. So in other words, it probably was not weaponized. In fact, that's the verdict of U.S. intelligence agents who have looked at the biochemistry of the coronavirus. They say that there's too many novel mutations. If you are a weaponeer, you're going to take something that already exists, like the SARS virus, and tweak it a bit. A gene here, tweak it a little bit. But there are quite a few novel mutations that would not immediately spring to mind if you are a weaponeer. So in other words, probably, most likely, it was in fact a byproduct of natural evolution. There's simply too many unorthodox, unexpected mutations that separate the horseshoe bat genes from the COVID-19 genes. However, that still leaves open the possibility that it was released from one of these two laboratories, given the fact that that's where you find the horseshoe bat virus, at these two virology institutes. Now, the Chinese have denied it. However, there are several indications that maybe they know more than what they say. For example, the team leader, the woman who was leading the research, actually had to go through her files to make sure that the coronavirus was not one of the viruses she was studying. And she's quoted as saying she was relieved. She was relieved to find that the coronavirus genes, the COVID-19 genes, were not identical to the genes that she was studying. However, that raises the possibility, again, of an accident. Maybe the precise genetic profile was not found in the dictionary of viruses that she was looking at. But the very fact that she was looking at these virus genes means that that is perhaps the closest correlation we have found so far to a virus which resembles the virus which causes COVID-19. Now, is this the smoking gun? It's close, but it's not the smoking gun. She has denied that it's one of the viruses they were looking at. But the very fact that they were looking at horseshoe bat viruses, the very fact that they were looking at the genetic profile of these viruses, leaves open the possibility that it was accidentally released. Not the smoking gun, but it means that the Chinese government has to fess up and reveal exactly what has been done or what was done in November and December of last year with these horseshoe bat viruses. Well, unfortunately, I see that we have run out of time. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to ask a question on Science Fantastic about science, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And once again, be sure to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you may want to check out the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about our destiny in outer space as one day we explore the stars. So once again, the website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.